Richard Durst.
Richard Durst, yes.
Durst.
I turned the mics live a little before I should, but it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
We can talk over Queensryche and Jet City Woman. That's the Seattle sound to me, kids.
Woo!
Not the grunge. Not the grunge. Yeah, we're live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, relax. We got Jet City Woman playing.
Okay.
You're like, how do you know that song? This was from, I believe, this summer when I first got into MTV. Believe it or not, songs that contained guitars once were played on that. Music, period, was once played
on
MTV.
Yeah, exactly.
This was in heavy rotation.
Who was the one MTV guy that was there forever? Kurt Loder.
There's Kurt Loder.
great last name.
Which, yeah. Was Kurt Loder the MTV news guy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. There's Kurt Loder, and then there's like Adam something or other, and then there was John. Who was it, John? He looked like a creepy Irish kid toucher. And I'll bring that down fast, because I don't think we have the rights to that music. So.
Yeah.
God damn it. What was his name?
Well, and then there was, of course, Carson.
That was years later.
Oh, it was?
I'm sorry.
We didn't have
any... Stop acting like you're 8 years younger than me. And like Carson Daly was part of your childhood routine.
He was. I used to come home and watch TRL with the girls.
God damn it. Hold on. John Norris. That's it. John
Norris. Oh, yeah,
John Norris looks like a vampire. Oh, my God. Oh, he's creepy as hell. Look at this guy. Oh.
That's who I thought Kurt Loder was.
No, okay, that was John Norris.
When I said Kurt Loder, that's who I pictured.
If you just put like a middle name, like if we just called him John Stephen Norris and I showed a picture, you'd be like, oh, he's definitely a serial killer.
He's that serial killer,
yeah,
right?
How many people did he claim?
John Stephen Norris.
John Stephen Norris.
Skin his victims alive.
Oh, God, what? Oh, there's a chick who's on the first episode of Peep Show. This is going so deep. No one watches Peep Show. It's a British show. And there's a girl who in the very first episode, one of the protagonists gets confused and thinks she has cancer. And she's wearing a stocking cap the whole time. That second picture of him, when you Google him, he looks like that woman. Fetching, really.
Why is he so sad in that picture?
He did the most painful video introduction that I ever heard in my life.
What video?
It was Ozzy, Mr. Tinker Train.
Okay.
Off of No More Tears. It was one of the later videos. And I think it's about a kid toucher, if I recall correctly. And he's just chilling. And he's like,
I'm laughing at that. Yeah, kid toucher, huh?
Kid toucher.
Hilarious.
Who can't see the humor in that? And he's like, this is Ozzy's Mr. Tinker Train. It's about a child molester. And if anyone ever touched my kids, I'd kill him. And then it goes to the video. I have never seen anything more awkward in my life. And I've walked in on my parents. It was so bad.
Walked in on your parents. Just hair on hair.
No, my mom's hairless. My dad's a beast. I got my dad's DNA when it came to that. Let's do the show intro.
Okay.
Folks, it is Papa's Basement. One of these days, I'm going to get it rebranded as the Papa's Basement Show.
Oh.
So it sounds a little less spooky. But right now, it's just Papa's Basement.
Someone please help me.
Yeah. It's,
I'm in a basement right now.
If you want to know how poorly it's branded... When I used to put Google AdSense on the website, Google's little logarithms or whatever would sniff out based on like the title what the ad should be. And I used to just get like home repair ads.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I sound like a basement fixing company something like that. Yeah.
So, or kid porn. Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. That's the worst thing we'll say today.
Right.
So it's Papa's Basement, Papa's Basement Show, whatever you want to call it. I'm John Papa Georgia, the host. I'm joined by, are you employed enough where we can't use your name anymore? Or?
No, let's do it.
All right. Joined by Ava.
Eva.
Eva Crickson. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com, because I have never been able to secure Papa's Basement away from the lovely Ohio lady who owns it.
Okay.
It's true. I finally managed to get a hold of the titular Papa of the website.
I did not know this.
Oh, yeah. It was purchased I'm not joking. I started the show, I believe, August of 07. It was purchased early that month, like start of August of 07. And a lady wanted to sell her father's items. And God forbid you just use eBay.
Yeah.
God forbid you do that. She made the site Papa's Basement.
Oh,
which has sat fallow for over 7 years.
What's her name?
Oh, I don't remember, but I've called the number a bunch in the last year and kept getting a hold of Papa, who was a lovely older man who would just keep talking and talking to me. And the last time I called about a month and a half ago, he was like, I'm not feeling so well. And I'm like, I hope you feel better. And he simply said, oh, that's not going to happen. Like, he was on his way out, and I was so creeped out, I've dropped it.
Oh, my God.
And because now I'm going to call, and she'll pick up, and she'll be like, Papa's dead. I'm keeping that site forever in his memory. Like, I'm never going to win this now.
No, I did not know this. This is fascinating.
That is the actual Papa's
base. What kind of stuff does he sell?
Nothing.
World War II. Did he get the Luger that he got from a Nazi in World War II?
I took this off of Jerry. I scalped a Japan man in Okinawa. Here's his pelt. just looks like the wig of Larry from the Three Stooges. Because every Asian person
looks like,
had the bowl cut.
The Nimoy wig, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, so that's why Papa's basement is not mine.
I had no idea. That is really, really interesting.
Yeah. And I will probably never get it back. Never get it to begin with.
He has a single tear rolling down his cheek right now. No one can see it.
Like Iron Eyes Cody. Or like Johnny Depp in Crybaby.
Yeah.
I can go deep with the single tear references.
Yes, you can.
I got both of them.
I got all two.
So, yeah, that's why you can hit me up at inpapasbasement.com.
There we go.
And somehow I believe this broad probably took papasbasement@gmail.com. So that's why you have to hit me up at inpapasbasement@gmail.com. But @papasbasement on Twitter is mine.
Oh, great.
We got that. And facebook.com/papasbasement.
It's coming up, Milhouse.
Yeah. So Eva. Fine. Why?
You want me to be Ava?
No, you're like my first girlfriend who was Jessica,
mm-hmm.
except she spelled it because she was like a little kid. G-E-S-S-Y-K-A.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Jessica.
She might as well put like an umlaut
Jessica.
Over the Y.
All right. I'm Ava. Or nice to meet you guys.
Or just force me to write it out in a stylized manner using the striper font.
I feel like if I say Ava, my voice just drops. Automatically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's already deep enough.
Deep dude voice.
Yeah, I know. Kathleen Turner here.
Oh, God. Oh, Kathleen. Is there anything worse than what happened to Kathleen Turner?
I know. That was a big fall.
You watch her in Body Heat, but even
Romancing the Stone.
Yeah. I was going to say War of the Roses.
Ooh, yeah.
Sorry. I'm just realizing that my mic was insanely jacked up. Someone had pulled it off of its little holders, the little rubber bands that keep it in place. There, all better.
All
I'm probably
better.
A little louder now. Talk again.
A little bit louder now.
Who does? The Negroes took our dates. What?
John, this is a political show.
That was Otis, my man, who sang that in Animal House. I'm just quoting a movie.
That's
just
true.
Quoting a movie.
My parents went to see that on their honeymoon.
Really?
Yeah, they went to Rehoboth Beach. And
is that the gay beach?
Yeah, I think they lovingly call it Rehomo.
Okay.
I'm serious.
No. You're like, no, my parents are bigoted, darn it. You stamp your fist. No, that's not the point
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine.
I think that happened years later. My parents have been married a long time.
I'm going to talk about a visit to Seattle.
Okay.
If you think gay people are coming up in that ruxpin of mine, you are sadly mistaken.
Seattle. I could live there.
The Windy Apple. Yeah, so shall we get to it?
Yeah.
And if we have time after my Seattle tale, we'll talk about other things.
Okay.
Like Robert Durst, who we just randomly mentioned, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Unbreakable.
Which we have both watched the hell out of.
Oh, yeah. I binge watched that. I binge that.
Not only do I hate the way you're saying it, I hate that term.
I know you
there
do.
There has to be something better than binge watch. Because binging is followed by purging, always. It's not like you then go in the bathroom and crap out all the shows you watched. And you're like, I forgot them now.
I know you hate it because I listened to our podcast from last week because I'm completely narcissistic.
I'm so the opposite.
I know. You're like, I don't want to hear my voice.
No, why would you?
I like skip around Greenbrier with it.
The only thing worse would be footage of me having sex, which would turn me off to sex, period. I would see that and I would be like, what is that bear doing to that girl?
Why is the bear hurting that girl, Mommy?
He won't stop hugging her.
He won't stop hugging her.
I can't. That is the worst. Like, anytime I've ever filmed myself, the camera.
You filmed yourself?
Yeah, when I was like I went through a phase where I wanted to document what I did. Like, once I wasn't hooking up with unattractive women, it was like, hey, I kind of want to remember this. Maybe I'll show it off.
And no!
You know, with your friends, you're just sitting around. You're like, oops, I'm sorry. Was that the, did I accidentally upload that to the DVD player? Did it just start playing photographs of me getting head because we paused the screen for 3 minutes?
Oh my God. That would be amazing. Now, I mean, I'm just picturing it. I've known you so long, but like now that we're doing these podcasts, I'm learning so much more about you.
Pause Predator and go and mix some drinks for the boys. And
hey, guys.
Come back. And you're like,
come back in dancing. Like,
yeah. Who's?
I don't know why you'd be dancing.
Girth is between those lovely bosoms. It's mine.
It's mine.
Riddle solved.
That's my man beast.
Did I upload the one photo that makes me look at least average in size? Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, no, there's a time once I mastered the art of getting with okay looking broads.
Yeah.
Where I just got my little digital camera.
Okay.
Because I had to upload photos to MySpace to look normal so MySpace. I could bang more girls off of MySpace.
Right.
You know, this, like I said, it predates your phone having any sort of camera.
Yep, that's true.
I don't even think cameras, they would brag if they were 1 megapixel on a phone.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm so young. I've only had an iPhone.
Shut the hell up.
Kurt Loder, who's that?
Yeah. You Motorola Razor fossil. Get out of here. Yeah, so you had to buy a digital camera. It was just an investment in getting laid. Like, I went out and got my $200 camera and just took pictures of me in a bar with, like, my arm around girls. And suddenly I didn't look like a skeevy guy who only had pictures of himself with other guys. I looked safe. So then you could flirt with girls on MySpace. And they'd be like, well, other pretty girls, let them touch them. Okay.
Okay.
And that was that. It snowballed.
Yeah, MySpace was good to you.
MySpace was great.
Yeah.
When Facebook replaced MySpace, I cried. Because MySpace, I think you could just search for people in like a 5 or 10 mile radius.
You could?
Maybe you could search by zip. I mean, I used something to find girls close
something
to me.
Something to find girls.
Up. Yeah.
Okay. That kind of is like, what is it? Tinder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tinder. Oh, what about Tinder?
That's like, isn't it the website where you can find people?
It's a little app where you find people based on a radius. Yes.
Yeah.
And it can go up to 50 miles, or no, it can go beyond that. But when I found my chick, I had it at the 50-mile mark, if I recall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just far enough away.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, is she a Tinder girl?
She is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That app, which was supposed to just be Grindr for straight people. I love
that's
when people...
That's right, Grindr.
I love when people think that works or that's even a thing. I'm like, I'm sorry, our... sane women in the mix, then you're going to work for sex.
Yeah.
You're not going to get it immediately. I know you want to believe that, little college kids. It's not how it works in the real world. The instant a girl gets away from an entire peer group that are just like, I drank so much and I blew so many guys. The instant that isn't her peer group and she works with people and she can't say that to them without immediately being demoted.
Right. Judged.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a scarlet A for you.
Harlot.
You're such a harlot.
The sex requires work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not saying it's a good thing. It's a bad thing.
Oh, it's a good thing.
Is it?
Don't you think?
I am going to quote you off air from last week, and you can correct me.
What did I say?
You said, and I quote, if there were no STDs, I would be such a whore.
Did I say that?
You said that, and I replied, and you'd be doing the Lord's work. Because I mean it. Because We should live in a world where
my dad heard that.
It's just tossed around like a frisbee.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
I did say that when, as we were, now I can remember.
You just got into the car. Like, yeah, the just... second thing you said. It was like, hey, how was breakfast? I'd be a turbo whore.
Well, can't do it.
No, you can't, because it's going to look shredded. It's going to look like Jupiter's eye down there, but all over.
Well, now it's just...
I mean, I look at pictures of STDs sometimes online.
Do you? I have to.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, I've heard this before, that up until the 70s, when they figured out how to invent a medicine that treated herpes, it wasn't even considered a thing. Like, you just kind of got it. The same way people view lip sores. But I've seen what it looks like down there, and I'm like, how was that not a thing? Is
yeah,
it like
was
back
it...
in the 1900s when like you had 8 kids and 6 of them died? And you're just like, whatever, bring on the baby coffins.
Yeah.
bring out those adorable little coffins.
Those cute little coffins. They're cheaper.
Yeah.
And they used to take those post-mortem pictures, like where they made the people look alive.
Oh, Wisconsin Death Trip.
What's that?
It's just a picture book of like how crazy life was back in like the mid 1800s, and it's just pictures of dead babies left and right.
Yeah, but they try and make them look alive,
dead,
like they like
dead Ned Beatty's.
Yeah, they like prop them up with like their alive like siblings. Have you seen those? They're so
it's just holding a little toy.
Yeah, and they're like holding it up, like why are they making us do this?
Holding a toy plane, and it's like that hasn't been invented for 100 years.
Wow.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah, it's not good. But that was it. Just an accepted norm. I absolutely don't get that, because if I ever got that on my job, and I'm not saying I don't have it, it's just never, if I have it, I'm one of those like Typhoid Mary types.
It just never appeared.
Never came out. Yeah, and like anyone I've ever had sex with has never called me back and said I suddenly have herpes.
I'm sure you're clean as a whistle.
Yeah, that's all a test you really need.
Yeah,
no one's called me and said I gave them AIDS either. So
you jerk.
The healthiest guy that's ever walked the street.
The HIV.
Yeah, so I went to Seattle, and I would never think to go to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend likes smoking pot a lot.
Okay.
She loves marijuana.
Yeah.
So my last two destinations, vacation-wise, have been Denver and Seattle. Well, Washington, technically, but
yeah,
I was in Seattle. I said that like Denver was the state.
Yeah.
Like, I named a state and a city, and people would get confused. And then dumb brain realized Denver is a city. God damn it, I'm stupid.
No, you're not.
So, it was... It's a very different way of life out there.
It's all legal. Everything's legal in Seattle?
I mean, not everything, but pot. Pot-wise, it's all is legal, yes.
And you can smoke outside? Like, are there weird, like, D.C. laws? Because now D.C., I don't really understand all the laws in D.C.
The law is, if you're doing stuff but you're black, they'll bust you. It's not that common.
Okay.
Yes. The cops will still be horrible to you if you're black and following the dictates that wouldn't get a white person in trouble.
Got it. Jeez.
I learned that in law school. It, as far as I can tell, if smoked on private property, nothing happens.
Got it.
And you can carry, I don't know what the amount you can carry is, but I'm guessing it's at least like an ounce, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2 ounces.
Right.
And you can also have oils of various kinds. She bought this weird, this is what drives me nuts. She bought like a $70-something bottle that was like little bum Thunderbird flask sized.
Okay.
Like they can't even afford the fifth of Thunderbird, like just a little wee bottle of bum wine.
Yeah, it looks like a big like
it looks
a
like
a big flask. Basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like if you were fancy, it'd be a flask, mm-hmm. but it's actually just a glass bottle.
Right.
Filled with the MD 2020.
Ugh.
And she bought that filled with this weird, it was like it had honey, but also a red pepper in it. It was some kind of weird flavoring that also had THC.
And you cook with it?
The dirty hippie broad who sold it to us, who had the hairiest arms and biggest hands I've ever seen on a woman.
Ooh, sexy.
Her face was okay. It was very confusing for me.
Okay.
It was very...
You didn't know how to feel.
Yes, like if I could have tied her to the mast of a ship, she would have been great to get
just
things done
out.
With. Yeah, exactly. Like that would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
The instant she used her 14-inch minute bowl fingers to untie the ropes and then, like, embraced you in a big man hug.
Ew.
With, yeah, her clinger levels of body hair.
The mitts.
Oh, she looked like Jamie Farr in terms of the hair levels. I've been watching so much MASH on Netflix. I started because you brought it up. It's good, isn't it?
It's really funny.
It is very solid.
Yeah.
But she sold that, and she was like, tell me what you cook with it, guys. And my chick immediately was like, thinking, like, what do you mean cook? I think she thought she was just getting...
She was going to drink it? Like a little Powerade?
Yeah, exactly. Which they have that in Denver. They have pot-infused sodas. Like, you go in and you get...
Jesus.
Like a Powerade. Exactly like what you're describing. And it's carbonated, and you sit there, and then you have 12 hours of utter terror because people don't understand how powerful edibles are.
Right.
Like, wasn't there a reporter that went out there and bought and consumed an entire chocolate bar filled with pot? And for 16 hours, like, she thought her soul was dying inside her. I mean, you're supposed to eat, like, one little Hershey square of that crap.
Oh, wow.
And she was just like, meh, candy.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.
Just killed it.
It's Kathy. Kathy goes to Denver.
You reference Kathy a lot.
I love Kathy.
That, she stands alone on that one, lady.
That's me. That's my life. I'm a Kathy comic.
So you have, like, big frightened eyes and squiggly lines coming out of you.
No one can see it.
As you look all frazzled.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was Seattle time for me from late Friday night until early, early Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And the first thing I noticed was just getting on the plane. And I immediately turned on Seattle based on one guy that I saw on the plane.
What happened?
And we're just going to call him Captain Seattle.
Okay.
Captain Seattle had, like, long, curly hair. He was like a 6'2" strawberry blonde lad.
Ew.
Vampire white.
Okay.
Scraggly facial hair, like Chris Cornell in Soundgarden hair.
Okay.
Like, especially the beard, just that wispy, like, you know he might have, like, a little thing above his belly button, but otherwise, and maybe a little, like, Friar Tuck hair.
Ew!
Around his areolas.
Like a concave chest.
Yeah, that little concave, sickly, you're responding to your cancer treatment well chest. And he was... What annoyed me so much was how much effort he put in to looking dressed down.
I know.
He was wearing a flannel,
mm-hmm.
but it was an immaculately, like, sleeves rolled up just so flannel. And then kind of like Dan Aykroyd, Great Outdoors, almost fishing vest on top of it. And then, like, a loose bandana, but again, at the perfect length from his neck.
Yeah.
He looked like a goddamn golden retriever come to life with that stupid thing around his neck. He had a carry-on bag, which was like a leopard's print with, like, purple kind of in the mix, almost like an LSU type bag.
Actually, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds cool if you're, like, a girl.
Yeah, well, I am. Last time I...
But I think he was trying to be, like, the snazzy musician.
Because
mm-hmm. that's how I describe musicians. I was born in 1912.
Snazzy.
A little snazzy jazz, well, negros.
You said I was dressed like a longshoreman today.
You are. You've got a vest that has padding in it that wouldn't let you sink if you fell into the river.
That's right.
And you have a stocking cap. And you're wearing a hoodie.
I have nothing
that
on.
That either makes you Trayvon Martin or a longshoreman. Take your pick.
Trayvon.
If you're holding candy and tea, we'd have our answer.
Oh,
but
my God.
You're not.
So Captain Seattle pissed you off.
I just saw him, and I was like, yeah, it's. I hate when guys put that much effort into their look. When you're a guy, and especially when it's a dressed-down look, but I know this ass was in a mirror for 30 minutes, like, my bandana isn't at a jaunty enough angle.
Mm-hmm.
Just dicking with a bandana, for God's sake.
I like it.
Oh, I saw him, and I was like, if I land and it's a sea of him...
It's going to be.
We're flying back.
It's a whole city of Williamsburg Brooklynites, basically.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I'll describe it, and then you tell me
okay.
if it is Williamsburg Brooklyn, which
okay.
I've only really heard about on Girls.
Right.
So I know I wouldn't like it.
Okay. You would not.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll
you
take that.
You would not
wager.
Like it. I can tell you that right now.
So we land at like, God, what would have felt like 12-ish to us on the East Coast. I think 9:30 local time, something like that. And we get our car. And before we go to, my girlfriend has booked us a bed and breakfast, which I didn't really know what that meant until this vacation. I was just like, it's a place to rest my head. I didn't pay out the ass. It was something like $450 for 3 nights.
Oh, that's good.
That is not expensive.
No.
And I was just like, who gives a crap? It's a bed and breakfast instead of a hotel. She booked it because it was listed on like, you know, a pot friendly website.
Okay.
And again, God bless my chick. That plays a lot in her life.
Okay.
Like visiting places she can legally buy pot, staying at places where they don't care if she smokes said pot.
Okay.
To her, that's a vacation.
Right.
I mean, I only wish my vices could be so out in the open.
Okay.
Like, I wish we could take a trip to Nevada
and go
outside of Vegas where it isn't legal.
Go to the Bunnyland Ranch.
Just go to the B&B at the Bunnyland and just, you know, sink several hundred dollars into hookers.
Into Air Force Amy.
Yeah, and then I could sext other broads while we're doing it. I wish my vices were as readily embraced as pot has become, but they're not. So instead, I have to look at internet porn, carry on like the brave little soldier I am.
You are brave.
Mm-hmm. Christ-like, practically. So we land, and thankfully I don't see a ton more like this douchebag, enough where it's noticeable.
Okay.
It's definitely more than we would see out here on the East Coast, but I can live with it.
Okay.
I don't feel like I've flown into the middle of Pearl Jam's Jeremy video. So we're good.
At home, drawing pictures.
You listen to that singing 20 years later. It's about as fresh as Sophia Loren in Grumpier Old Men. You're like, what was I thinking?
Oh, I love that
what
song.
What was I thinking?
Anytime I meet someone named Jeremy, I call them Jeremy Spoken.
I mean, the best part is near the end where he's just going, hey, 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 and then that breaks into, whoa, right, 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 right. You listen to that. It sounds like a man who was shot in the desert by a Colt 45, and these are like his last words. After
I'm raised in a free.
Oh, it's horrific. I mean, you can laugh at the fact that Queensryche's Jet City Woman was a big song about 23 years ago, but 21 years ago or 22 years ago, Jeremy, that was huge.
Spoken.
The kids who are now listening to Anaconda by Nicki Minaj 21 years ago, these were the people buying. Oh, God damn. You can crap all you want on pop music. It wouldn't have at least let that junk slip through the gates.
I like Pearl Jam.
Oh.
I had a friend when I first moved to New York that had just moved from England.
Uh-huh.
And he was super into Pearl Jam. And I think that it had just gotten to England because he was like, have you heard of this band called Pearl Jam? They're amazing.
I purchased the Vitalogy album.
They're amazing.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. God, Pearl Jam.
Hi, there were one of those acts when I was a kid, right when they came out, I was starting to get into metal.
Okay.
But I gave them a pass because I was like,
everyone else is doing it.
Hate them.
Yeah.
And then, then I got into good stuff. Then I was listening to Slayer. And I was like, I'm sorry, is Pearl Jam talking about the SS or Satan or Ted Bundy? Then I'm bored.
Slayer, Jesus.
God bless. Satan laughs as you eternally rot. That's music. That's music. So the chick who did like almost all the planning on this one. And I'm not saying I did that as like a passive aggressive maneuver. I'm just not a big vacationer.
Okay.
If you're like, John, what would make you happiest in life? First, I would give the Conan the Barbarian answer. And I would say to crush my enemies, see them driven before me, and hear the lamentation of the women. But no one would get that reference. And then I would say, I want my show to do well. Mm-hmm. I would like my writing to take off. I want my career to achieve something.
Okay.
Or at least I want to make some money and not work hard for it.
Right.
Like, going somewhere is, like, so low on the priority list.
Oh, yeah.
But girls love it. You're never going to meet a broad who isn't like, just get away from here.
Yeah,
every so often.
I like to travel. I just don't have the money to do it, so.
Yeah, I you know. Poured my coin like a, you know what.
Oh, did you finance the trip?
Did you finance? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't. I didn't mean to if I did.
I heard a soft J.
Did you finance the trip?
Or I guess I would have been a hard J. I helped.
Okay.
I cheated her flight, and like the first night there was like in some suite. And then I did the car rental, my flight there, the other nights, and like all the food.
Oh, wow. So you did.
I mean, I did about, I would say, 75-80% of the cost.
Right.
Something like that, yes.
But she's a youngin', probably not making...
She is so...
Probably young. Not making too much
Not only
dough.
That, she has to spend $200 on dope once there.
Well, that's a necessity.
Exactly.
Once you're there, I mean, that's why she flew there.
She's got her Mr. Spicoli dope money. What are you people, on dope?
On dope? Hey, Mr. Hand.
Our time. So we land and we get our car. I pick up the new Elantra because I had an old Elantra. I'm like, let's see what I missed out on by buying the Civic, the moneyed model.
Brought to you by Elantra.
I upgraded and I was like, let's see how the other half is living. It was a fine ride.
Yeah.
And we drive down to this what's supposed to be like an all-night pizza shop.
Cool.
And we learn the first night. A hard and fast lesson of Seattle. The parking is more miserable, and you'll never hear these words come out of my mouth again, more miserable than it is in D.C.
No way.
It was hellish.
Wow.
Everything has this weird... All the streets in the city are parking monitored between noon and 6 a.m.
Jeez.
And you get 4 hours if there is a spot, though, so it's long enough that anyone who's out for the night just leaves it. So once people got their spots for the night, you're effed. You're screwed.
Yeah, there's nowhere.
To an out-of-towner like me who doesn't have a parking pass, it's not long enough for me to get a full night's rest. Because in theory, I'll park at like 10 at night and then set an alarm for 2 in the morning. So that the fuzz doesn't ticket me. And then I move my car, and then hopefully they don't hit me up again at 6 a.m.
Yeah, right.
So fun.
Oh, it's
so
really
fun,
Seattle.
And then there are little spots in the middle of all of these stretches of the 4 hours from 6 a.m. noon crap,
mm-hmm.
where it's actually a sign that says 3 minutes offloading people only.
What?
So you're driving.
It's a kiss and ride, basically.
Block to block, and you see an open spot. And you're like, heck yeah. And then you pull up and you get shemped. It's a 3 minute only dump off your bitch and go looking for parking boy spot.
That is so dumb.
It is so frustrating. I mean, I hadn't gotten a chance to piss yet. I'm just looking like I'm hungry. I've been on a 5.5 hour flight. I sat like a goon 2 hours before that in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time. I'm looking to get a little food and get the hell to my bed and breakfast. The bed and breakfast. So we finally find a spot. Like all of my years of circling like a predatory bird for parking in D.C. pay off.
Yeah, when
I get
finally
a spot.
Paid off.
Yes. And I'm treated, by the way, to a girlfriend who's really nervous about parallel parking. So as I parallel park every time during this vacation, I hear like... Ugh! Like someone getting their first colonoscopy.
That's Eddie Vedder getting his first colonoscopy.
Yeah. So that's a treat too.
Oh.
And we finally park. We see some little shawarma a food truck about a block away from the pizza place, but she's like, I love shawarma. So we get these dumb like I don't know. I got like fish tacos or some crap.
Mm.
I think she wound up getting a chicken taco because there was no shawarma on the menu, even though it's right on the side of the food cart. Riddle me that one. And while we're sitting there, I realize I am not very, I'm not as liberal as I think I am.
Okay.
We'll put it that way. Like, in the grand scheme of the D.C. metro area, I'm somewhat left of center. I'm not wildly so. Like,
you definitely are.
Well, I like abortions. They're great.
Abortions for all.
Yeah. No miniature American flags. No, just the abortions.
Just the abortions.
Abortions are cool. And I don't like locking up black people just because they smoke weed. Like, I think that's pretty shady.
Got it.
So I guess that makes me somewhat liberal. And you know what? I like gay people getting married if they want to do that.
Why not? Let everyone be miserable.
By Seattle standards, I am a white cop in 1964 holding a German shepherd, holding a fire hose, and spraying a black kid in the face as he tries to integrate a school. I mean, maybe I'm just not used to having gay people all over.
Okay.
But after about the fifth lesbian couple that looked like two Oliver Hardys holding hands, I turned to my chick and I'm like, not that I mind. Is this the gay district, though? And she was like, not that I know of. And so it just looked like a bunch of, I think I want to say the lead singer of Imagine Dragons, like the two gay men holding hands like that.
I don't know that reference.
Just whatever that new haircut that looks like a kid going off to World War One.
Okay.
Is that's popular, where the sides are shaved and then you got a little
top.
On the top.
Yeah, little on top.
And then you're wearing flannel and you have the beard and they're holding hands. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
And then just like I said, squat lesbians who I didn't want to make much eye contact with because they look like they'd sock out my teeth.
Yeah, right.
If I did, I'm like, well, sorry, lady.
Sorry, ladies.
Yeah. So in the midst of all that, we're sitting on the street on a stoop eating our fish tacos. And some kid who fancies himself tough on the West Coast, I guess, which is just an adorable notion because...
West Coast tough.
I mean, this place felt safe to the point... This is one of the cruddier areas. Like, I would have put out a sleeping blanket and just sat there and not thought two seconds about it. Maybe I would have gotten robbed by a junkie. No physical violence would have come to me.
No.
And this kid, I guess, didn't... Of course he doesn't know who I am. But I was painted as I sat in a hoodie with God knows what fancy sauce smeared in my goatee because I eat like a cat with wet food. Just my face in a bowl, and then my tongue making the rounds, cleaning my choppers after I'm finished. He's like, what, you guys can't eat hot dogs or anything? I guess that was, he was commenting on the elitism of us eating our little fancy tacos.
No.
And I was so close to just taking the one I had in my hand and throwing it against the back of his head and then just beating the F out of him.
Really?
If anything happened. Because I was in a foul mood between the parking. And just holding in a piss like that was going to come out darker than apple juice at this point. Like, you know when you just held it in too long?
Yeah, and it gets...
And it comes out and there's no relief.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it comes out and it almost hurts more. And then 5 minutes later, you have to do the rest of the story. I was just in a bad mood. And he was just a skinny little white kid.
I don't understand that insult at all.
I mean, I guess we were hoity-toity eating fish tacos from a food truck. But I was just like, dude, I come from a city that actually has some balls. I will kill you.
Right.
I will kill you in broad daylight in front of everyone. And, broad dark night. That's not a word.
The Chantilly. No, I'm kidding. Yeah,
no, I just... I spent my childhood in D.C. following my dad. Like, I remember... working with him when crack was still a thing,
mm-hmm.
when he would have to get paged to go to a job and we would go into phone booths that he wouldn't let me use because there was an eighth inch of sharps.
Oh, geez.
Every night. And he had to wear shoes thick enough that syringes wouldn't puncture his feet.
Yeah.
So daddy wouldn't get the hivy.
Yes.
That's where I come from.
Right.
And was exposed to that from a very early age. Do you know what the next closest city is? Baltimore. You heard of it on a little show called The Wire. I mean, to me, Seattle was a play toy.
Yeah, it was just like a little... I get
what
you mean.
I feel like 3 a.m. I was strutting through the industrial areas. No one cares. No one's really going to hurt you.
No.
It ain't do or die, Bed-Stuy.
Steph's the belly lived in do or die, Bed-Stuy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was, I would not walk around her neighborhood at night.
No.
No, not at all. But Williamsburg, it kind of sounds like Williamsburg, what you're describing right now.
It just, and it was this kind of eclectic, well, I don't really want to say eclectic. It was just white guys with an Asian mix in there as well. But they just all looked like kind of hipster douches.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word.
Can't you guys eat some hot dogs?
Yeah, what a diss.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but that young man doesn't know how close he came to a bite the curb moment. I was in a foul mood.
Just an American history X.
I mean,
like,
compared to those skinny little pukes out there,
mm-hmm.
I was an A-plus alpha silverback. I could have, like, cracked some skulls and been carried around on a litter for the rest of my
silverback.
Trip. Oh, my God. God, I wanted to impose prison rules. Like, I wanted to just punch
Martial
someone.
Law.
I just wanted to punch someone and be like, fillet me. Because that's what guys like me can order you to do. Even broke. So, we call it a night. We eat our fancy lad tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Privileged boy.
Privileged boy.
We eat our fancy tacos, and we drive to the bed and breakfast.
Right.
And this is where I get intimately acquainted with just how bad the parking in Seattle is.
Oh, no, more.
We get to the Bacon Mansion. I want to make sure to put that name out there, because you never want to go to the Bacon Mansion. Oh, mother F the Bacon Mansion.
That was the name of the bed and breakfast?
Yes.
That's so stupid.
And breakfast that serves a vegetarian breakfast. Despite being called the Bacon Mansion, not that I'm one of those hipsters that I don't really like eating pigs. Like, they're really smart. I got a friend that clued me in on that. You're pretty much eating a dog.
Oh, don't say that.
They're smart as hell. You're eating something that obviously has a soul, if you want to believe in souls. I don't, but I would feel guilty putting, in essence, a dog or a cat through that existence.
Right.
Only to be then killed so I can eat its corpse.
A vegetarian breakfast. Well, don't you think it was called the Bacon Mansion? Like bake? Like wake and bake?
No, it was spelled like bacon.
Oh, it was?
It wasn't like B-A-K-E hyphen O-N with then a winky emoji next to it. Like in parentheses. afterward. No, it had lots of pig statues in it. I guess they thought that was cute.
Okay.
And the owner... Because a bed and breakfast, I guess, is owned by someone. They have this establishment in their name.
Mm-hmm.
He left a key outside along with a note explaining to let ourselves in and what time breakfast was served.
Right.
There was a little U-shaped horseshoe in front of the building that could accommodate 3 cars. All of those spaces were taken.
Oh, my God.
So then I start driving at, again, what feels like, at this point, 2:30 a.m. our time.
You're exhausted.
I'm beat. I've been on a 5.5-hour flight. I was in, again, the airport 2 hours before that. I did some stuff earlier in the day. You know, it has been a long
And you got
haul.
Hot dog dissed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I was also hurt deeply by my masculinity.
Yes.
And we circle in, again, a rain that started as soon as we got our rental car and mm-hmm. exited the rental facility. In a rain, I'm not exaggerating, we circled looking for parking for 45 minutes. Didn't come upon any. At this point, I just pull up, I take the key, get in there, and there's some guy who's just chilling in the ground floor of the bed and breakfast,
the
which
owner,
I
or
guess
was
you're
it
supposed to do. Oh, no. God forbid the owner be there.
Right.
This is where I really start seeing red. Like, not the hot dog diss, but this is where John gets into a very foul mood to the point the girlfriend starts getting scared.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I physically threatened her. Well, I did later, but in a joking way.
Yeah. I mean, she probably deserved it.
Well, she did because she picked this place and obviously knew about the parking situation. The dumb bitch. Kidding about that. In case she's listening and the sarcasm passed over her head.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. How would you have known this? So I'm losing it, though, because I own a business.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going through my head is, how sloppy are you that you don't address the parking situation? Like, you can't explain where your customers can leave their goddamn car for the night.
Right.
In your little note, you mentioned when we can get our crappy little muffins in the morning. Glad you included that. Oh, and you told us when tea was in the morning, an hour before that. Yay. I'm glad you got the most important crap out of the way. Oh, wait, you skinny little puke. We're from the East Coast. We got a car. We didn't bike to your assy little mansion. We need to park our little gas guzzler that's making all the smog that irritates the eyes of your precious dogs in your stupid dog city.
You're getting mad now, and it's making me laugh.
I'm so pissed.
Just so, talking about it.
I pull in, and I walk in, and I mean, again, in the red. And I see this guy, and I'm like, hey, do you own this? What's the deal? Are you staying here? And he's like, I'm friends with the owner, but I have a car in the driveway. What's up? And I explain the parking situation. I'm like, well, there's no parking on the streets, and there's no parking in the horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
And his first response, I guess this is the laid-back West Coast way.
Ugh.
Well, then, I guess you're F-bombed. And I was like, at first, like, when he thought he was being cute with it, and I was just like, old man, I will kill you with one of these goddamn pig statues. It will, like Clockwork Orange, where that bitch gets beat to death with a dill, you're really close to getting it from a pig. If that's what you want for your obit, fine. Keep pressing the buttons. I've gotten much angrier now that I'm off my samey, my little mood enhancer. And now I'm on St. John's wort, which keeps me from wanting to kill myself, but it does nothing to keep me from getting angry.
Yeah, that I take one every morning. It does nothing for me.
I'm taking like six a day.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I am eating those dirty little craps like left and right.
And just like candy.
Yeah, I mean, I just every time I shove something in my mouth, I'm like, should I take a St. John's too? And so far, again, it's kept me from sitting on my bed for 6 hours straight with tears in my eyes.
You are a St. John. We just had a moment.
Yeah. Moment of dead air. So, his next response is much more helpful. He's like, maybe I can move my car so that you can get enough space to park. And he comes out, and he's taking really what looks like a one-car amount of space. And to this gray-haired, mustachioed man's credit, he spends the next 10 minutes in the rain going back and forth. And back and forth until he's got, I'm not exaggerating, 3 inches from the side of his car against like the brick wall.
Okay.
That encircles Bacon Manchon. And he gets out. I park, maybe I got 4 inches on the side. Like I can open the door enough where my fat ass can squeeze out the driver's side, mm-hmm. but I'm getting drenched with the rain that is collected on the car.
Yeah.
My girlfriend can escape, but on both sides, if it's more than 6 inches, I'm a goddamn liar.
Right.
And I'm thankful to this guy.
That was nice.
He went above and beyond.
Yeah.
But the entire time, what's going through my head is, so this is how you run a business.
Right.
Like, are we really the first people who are coming from out of town who encountered zero parking late at night? I was livid.
Yeah.
So we go to bed, and my chick, the first night, we weren't able to get the same room all four nights. So the first night, we go to some suite.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's huge. We barely get to enjoy it. We're there, like, until we pass out, and then the next morning, we wake up and bag our crap, and they move it to our next room. We get there. I am in such a bad mood. Like, I'm talking to myself, almost.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just like, how do you run a business like this? F in parking, F this, F that. And mm-hmm. she's like, can't you just enjoy the vacation? I'm like, I don't get too mad at her, but I want to be like, I'm the one doing everything here.
Right.
You can enjoy it. You mm-hmm. sat in the car while I sweat blood and tears. You know?
Oh.
So
that sucks.
I'm livid. And she tries, she's, you know, doing her womanly best. She's like, how about I use my mouth? Use the mouth to calm things down. And maybe this will make me sound a little less masculine. I think it makes me sound like all man. But because I'm maybe a violent Greek. I'm like, I'm too angry for that. I am so angry. It is all my blood is in my fists and in my clenched jaws. It is as limp as a skin tag right now.
Oh, wow.
And she,
I can't believe you turned that down.
Oh yeah, and I cracked up because she was like, "Well, you seem so angry. I thought I'd be all up and agitated." And that imagery made me laugh. But then I just got pissed. And then again, to sound like an angry gay child, To calm myself for the rest of the night, I pulled out my new Nintendo 3DS and played Mario. And I was like, just let me do this, because otherwise I'm going to be mad all day.
Right.
And so we do that for a bit, and I pass out. And again, God bless my chick that she's down for that. I view it as like my junk has been sitting in my jeans for 6 hours.
No one wants to go down
there. You shouldn't. Yeah. I'm like, what's wrong with your nostrils? Are we going to, if I have babies with you, are they going to be smell blind? What's wrong?
What's wrong with your nostrils and your dignity?
Yeah, exactly. Don't you know better? Look at me. You put your mouth there? Ew.
Ew.
Exactly. I thought you were better. Any club that would have me as a member, right?
Right.
So we wake up the next day at like 6 a.m. because we're on East Coast time.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And tea is served in the landing at 7:30.
I imagine you like Vito on Sopranos when he goes
rolling over for Johnny Cakes.
Yeah, Johnny Cakes. But when he actually like gets beaten up by Johnny Cakes and he has to endure the bed at breakfast.
Oh, dirty fighter!
Yeah. Hey, dirty fighter!
Wait, what is the bed and breakfast scene? Is that?
That's when he like after he gets beaten up by the dirty fighter Johnny Cakes. And he can't go to the diner to eat.
Oh, he drives by.
Yeah, and he's like sitting with all the people in the bed and breakfast listening to their talk about covered bridges. And he sees Johnny Cakes ride by all masculine on his motorcycle.
God.
Your food? It's delicious.
That was my life.
You were Vito.
I was Vito for three plus days.
You were Vito at the bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I needed to say was, like, I love you, Johnny Cakes, and then a big manly hand would go on top of my own, and I would be entered in a way most foul. A manner most foul. So we have our dumb little room tea. I even give my chick the one I wanted. Like, I have to pretend, like, oh, they all look good to me, but there was one little orange jasmine. I'm like, maybe that'll cheer me up. It's orange. Orange is my favorite. Yeah. Of course, she goes for it. Like, God damn it. And then I...
the one thing.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, we'll take my green tea so I can piss all day.
Yeah.
So I can drive around needing to piss.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe. Thanks, boo.
You're so angry.
And we get downstairs. You know, I sit. I'm drinking my tea, playing my Game Boy again because it's the only self-soothing I can do with my girlfriend in the room.
Right.
If she weren't there, I'd just be like, laptop lube. Laptop lube. This is how I don't kill people. But she's there, so I can't do that. My Ken guide, Mario. When did he get the most horribly, I don't want to call it racist, but I guess, voice?
Mario.
It's like if Mario were black and they just had him going, ooga booga, ooga booga booga. Like, it couldn't be more stereotypical Italian sounds coming out of his mouth.
Wait, do an impression.
No, I'm not going to do that twice.
Okay.
Oh, of Mario?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the other one.
No.
The show's already on dangerous ground.
Yeah.
It's-a me, Mario. He just sounds like that.
Oh, God. I haven't played Nintendo like if you had in so long.
They gave him a voice around, like, Mario 64 or
really?
Something like that. Yeah, he used to just be silent.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, he's Mario.
As all plumbers should be.
Yeah. Those lippy copper pipe foisters.
Yeah.
They, you know, gave him a mustache in the day, and you're like, okay, I get it. He's Italian. He has this big handlebar mustache.
Yeah.
I don't think that's offensive, but I'm not Italian.
Yeah.
And then later on, when games got sounds, when they had enough room to put voices into the games,
right.
God, if you want to know how old I am, kids, that's your answer.
There it is.
And they had enough megabit wattage where you had, it's-a me, and he's just like, what? And just he sounds like an Italian walking in on his wife.
I didn't know that. I haven't played Nintendo in a really long time. That's why.
Probably
the last time was with you and my brother.
Like, it's all that keeps me happy right now.
Yeah, Mario 3.
Yeah, just recapturing my innocence. Because Nintendo has no interest in making anything new anymore. They're just like, hey, remember how you played Mario Land on your Game Boy when you were 9?
Yeah.
Here's the newest one. Enjoy it, 34-year-old John. Thanks, Nintendo. My
Thank
life
you.
Does suck now. Thank you for taking me back to my childhood filled with potential. So violently squandered in the years since. So I'm playing this in the morning, sipping my tea, and then it's breakfast time. And in the bed and breakfast, which, by the way, you're in a house.
Yeah.
You're in a house, and as much as you've ever gone to, like, a Holiday Inn and heard couples through the walls, or, like, when I stayed at the Taj Mahal, the Trump Taj Mahal in AC, like, last summer, and I was treated to a 4 a.m. rendition of Let's Move, Bitch! By a very basso-voiced black man who screamed at his girlfriend for 20 minutes, I don't know, but let's go, bitch, over and over until I guess the bitch went because I didn't hear it anymore.
Jeez.
Sounds like someone lost his paycheck and then some.
Yeah.
You could have gone with something very bigoted right there, but you didn't. Someone's learned fear behind the microphone.
Yes, exactly.
That's death, Eva. That's death. So you really have some paper-thin walls. I mean, anyone walking the floor above you, you hear, like, clomp, clomp, clomp.
Oh, God.
You could hear anything. So I all of a sudden was like, this is awesome. I've flown across the country, and I don't think I'm going to get effed this entire vacation. Because my chick is 22 and still self-conscious as hell about sex.
Oh, okay.
So it pretty much needs to be in a sensory deprivation chamber. No sounds come in, no sounds go out. It's not like when you have sex with a woman in her 30s, at which point it's like, your friend's taking a crap, just draw the shower curtain and pipe me in the bathtub. God bless. You know, you chicks in your 30s, you've been around the block. In the 40s, oh my God, you've had kids at that point. You'll pull it out for a song.
That's just spread eagle.
Like, like nothing. You'll starfish on the floor of a bar.
No lube. Just olive oil if she has it.
Why didn't you spit on it? Don't you like me? That's sex in the 40s.
Oh, so she gets a little self-conscious. I mean,
it's like,
that can be tough. I understand.
Yeah. So we go down to the breakfast where we are joined by the owner who makes an appearance. And the owner, I think his name was Daryl, which only makes me think of the Kids in the Hall sketch with Daryl.
Daryl.
So the whole time I'm just thinking, hi, Daryl, in my head. And he's just a little gay dude. And not that I'm leaping to assumptions, but I think I safely could.
Yeah.
I believe like the little brochure that comes telling the story of the Bacon Mansion that's laminated in your room.
Oh, God.
Tells about Daryl and a business partner that owned it together, but then the business partner moved on to other things, and now Daryl owns it all alone.
Well, anyone that likes pigs that much.
Yeah.
You know?
Into the pork.
He's into the pork.
Yeah. So Daryl's sitting there just watching us all have our stupid little muffin breakfast, and he's like, I made these muffins this morning, and they're blueberry muffins, and I used a brand mix. So we just got hot muffins.
That's it?
That's it.
There was no eggs, there was no fruit, there was no toast.
They make a huge point of saying, let us know if you're not going to be at breakfast this morning, even though it's just a dining room table that has the same amount of place every goddamn morning, two muffin baskets every GD morning, and then in the corner some cereals and like a bowl of fruit.
That's it? I'd be so pissed.
I was not a happy lad.
I would be so pissed.
Not a protein source to be had.
No.
Like, and I'm not saying I'm Captain Nutrition, but I know you're supposed to have like a quote-unquote good fat and some protein to last you through the day.
Right.
Not this little sugary muffin bomb that's going to be out of you in 30 minutes and you'll be crashing.
Right.
So Daryl's sitting there, and the first thing out of my mouth, I'm like, hey, what's up with the parking? Because we got a car. We're going to be parking the next few days.
Right.
And Daryl's like, well, you know, some of the streets, they stop patrolling at 6 p.m. So just, you know, get here after 6 and you'll be fine. And
so basically telling you just to wing it?
Like, yes. And I...
Sometimes they come by, but sometimes they don't.
I follow up with the very logical, could you share which streets, Daryl? And Daryl at that point just kind of half smiles and then walks into the kitchen. And with the little door shutting behind
him. Ew, I want to punch Daryl in the face.
If it weren't a hate crime, and if my girlfriend wouldn't have cried in front of me. Yeah. Yeah. So we're listening to a bunch of old people around us who are talking about how they're vacationing here, coming down, you know, coming up from San Francisco.
You or Vito.
Or they just flew in from New York and wanted to chill out for a bit. And I'm struggling to make